time to start our class. Good to see everybody out tonight. Let's start with a word of prayer. Sherman, would you lead us in prayer?
Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to be able to come out in the middle of the week to study and heal another person with their word, Father. Bless each teacher, Father, that they may be able to present the lesson that they have prepared in a way to be well pleasing unto thee. We bless our sick, Father, and our shut-in especially. Please forgive us for the things we've done contrary to thy word. This prayer I ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So we're ready for chapter 15. We actually introduced the chapter last week, right at the end. I've got a few PowerPoint slides tonight. Sometimes it's better to remember if you see as well as hear. So we are in the second part, and we are in chapter 15. We have studied chapters 12 through 14, which are the war, the persecution, the battle between God and Satan. You know, when we finished chapter 13, things looked kind of bleak, didn't they? I mean, you have the beast of the sea and you have the beast of the earth. And keep in mind, these are all visions. This is all figurative. But this persecution was actually going on in the first century. That wasn't figurative. Christians were being killed for their faith. And they were being persecuted in so many ways. So as we study this, we see the figurative language. But there actually was a Roman Empire. There actually was a Roman Emperor. There actually was enforcement of the emperor worship. And there actually was persecution that was coming on these Christians because of their faith and the fact that they would not bow to Rome. And so they were being killed for their faith. That was real. And you know, with the problems that we have today, and I'm not minimizing our problems, we've talked about this some. Problems are real to us, no matter what they are. But our problems are nothing compared to the problems that they had. You know, they had emperor worship, and with that, they had all the immorality that goes with it. And when we get to chapter 17, we have a picture of that immorality. When we get there, we'll look at that. But we don't have a government that tells us you have to worship this way. But we do have the immorality. And when you have the immorality, things are bad, right? People have left God. And, you know, when 9/11 happened, the nation turned to God in prayer. I don't know if something like that happened today, if the nation as a general whole would do that. Because of, in the last 20 years, how our society has degraded, and all the strife and all the division and all the unrest that we have in our nation today, and not only in our nation, but pretty much throughout all the world. Unless you live in a nation that if you do that, they're going to kill you. So we don't have somebody telling us, you've got to worship this way. But we have all the immorality. Because our nation as a whole has what? They've left God, right? And this nation that has left God, when something bad happens, what do they do? Well, they blame God sometimes. Some people do, absolutely. But then they've got all this immorality. They got all these bad things happen. But when something bad happens, then, how did we get there? You know, What happened that we got to where we are? We know that. So we're blessed. We've said this before. We'll say it again. Not that we don't have problems, but that we don't have the problems they had. And we should be very thankful. So when we come to the end of 13, there's a bleak outlook, I guess you would say, for Christians, because there's the emperor worship, there's the enforcement of the emperor worship.